thousands of others around, but I am fixated. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six mega corporations own 90% of all media sources in America? Just six. All it takes is one executive of one company to lift their finger, and millions of people get fed the same info. Whether that info is true or not, and no matter who everyone subscribes to, it's just something.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 2nd, join the Activities Council to make spring-themed arts and crafts in Hunt Union International Lounge at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, March 3rd, from 12:30 to 5 p.m., donate your used clothes to the Red Dragon Thrift Shop in Hunt Union next to Starbucks. Trivia Tuesday is happening at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
WONY 90.9 Oneonta FM Radio. You're listening to the Alumni Hour. Keep it locked.
The following radio broadcast has been pre-recorded. The content you are about to hear is not being...
You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. Coming up on today's show, we have Geese, The Strokes, Nico Case, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Bruce Springsteen, and Dire Straits with tributes to Sly Dunbar, Jimmy Cliff, and Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. We're also going to start today's show with another tribute to Raul Malo from the Mavericks, who died of complications from colon cancer on December 8, 2025, at the age of 60. This is the title track from the Mavericks' 2017 album Brand New Day. Once again, this is the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
could stay at my house forever and ever. Baby, let me dance away. Let me dance away forever, baby. You should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. Whatever he's got in his hand, you can get.
However you feel, whatever it takes, whenever it's real, whatever awaits me, whatever you need, however so slight, whenever it's real, whenever it's right. I've been thinking long and hard about the things you said to me. Like a bitter stranger, and now I see the long, the short, the middle, and what's in between. I could spit on a stranger. Whatever it takes, whatever awaits me, whatever you need, however so slight, honey, I'm a prize and you're a catch and we're a perfect match. Like two bitter strangers, now I see the long and short of me. Try the things you never tried. I'll be the one that leaves you high, high, high.
That was Nickel Creek in their cover of Pavement's Spit on a Stranger from their 2002 album This Side, produced by Alison Krauss. Recently, I watched the movie Pavements, Alex Ross Perry's 2024 feature film about the band Pavement, which I would categorize as like two, three, maybe four movies rolled into one. There's a documentary that's a biography on the band Pavement, another documentary about an art exhibit devoted to Pavement, another documentary about a Pavement jukebox musical that the director himself is directing. And then finally, there's this fictional biography called Range Life that stars Jason Schwartzman, Tim Heidecker, and Joe Keery from Stranger Things. I decided to play Nickel Creek's version of that song because that's the version of the song that I used to play on my show. Before that, you heard Hard to Explain by The Strokes from Is This It, Cobra by Geese from their 2025 album, Getting Killed. I thought I would pair the new and old saviors of rock and roll together. And I started today's show by paying tribute to Raul Malo of the Mavericks, playing the Mavericks' 2017 song, Brand New Day. Coming up, I've got Hooray for the Riff Raff and S.G. Goodman. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. I'm recording this on February 7th, 2026, while we endure some deathly cold weather at my home in the Finger Lakes. On January 10th, I went to see Nico Case perform at the Smith Opera House in Geneva, New York. She sounds just like she does in her recordings, and that's a good thing. The song I'm about to play was the second song she played at that show. You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
So the same as an elephant never flies. Becoming the kind of girl that they drove up on some low-down kids. They were all huddled around. Poor snapping turtle, taking turns with the stick. They were beating the hell out of it. So I asked if I could take a lick. My hand, I brought down the wrath of God himself. Beat those kids till they were crying out for help. I couldn't help myself. Threw the turtle in the truck. Ooh, small towns where my mind gets stuck.
That was Snapping Turtle by the Kentucky-based singer-songwriter S.G. Goodman from her album Planting by the Signs. Before that, Hawk Moon by the Chicago-based singer-songwriter Alinda Segura, better known as Hooray for the Riff Raff, and that's from their 2024 album The Past is Still Here. I saw them open for MJ Lenderman and Waxahachie at Beacon Skiff, which is outside of Syracuse, last summer, and they blew me away. And to start that set off was Nico Case and her song People Got a Lot of Nerve from her 2009 album Middle Cyclone. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. A few days ago, I had a chance to watch Deliver Me From Nowhere, the biopic of Bruce Springsteen starring Jeremy Allen White that tells the making of Bruce Springsteen's album Nebraska and a little bit of Born in the USA, and spoiler, he kind of drains himself in the process. If you like Bruce Springsteen and his music, it is definitely worth checking out. I'm recording this episode on February 7th, 2026. Bruce Springsteen wrote this song on January 24th, 2026, the day Alex Preddy was murdered, recorded it on January 27th, and released it on January 28th, 2026. This is The Streets of Minneapolis. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and we'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat up on his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights.
If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chains of
ice out now,
our city's heart and soul persist. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. Here at our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
Chase for my coffee beans, checking out the movies and the magazines. The waitress, she watches me crossing from the Barracuda. I get a pickup for my steel guitar. I saw ya walking out Shaftesbury Avenue. Excuse me talking, I wanna marry you. This is 7 Heaven Street. Don't you seem so proud? Just another angel in the crowd. And I'm walking in the Wild West End. Yes, I saw the DJ. He said, "Yes, Mandy,
doing all right.
Seeing her do that stuff. She's dancing high and I move my mind. Close-ups can get rough.
How do you dare talk of love if you've never known Lola Rasta Cuera? She thought she was a he thought he was a she, but neither of them knew really. Around a fireman's pole, a shabby cat house, the happy few, stripper on a string, foot in the queue, your hat makes wages for the ultimate view. Deep in the sea, and when all's been done and nothing's been said, you leave the joint and roll to sleep. You run your fingers through her hair, between you and me. Her lips don't give a damn. She'll go down on you, still breathing air. The sun start to rise, so do you, if you can.
Well, the
This is Boney 90.9 FM.
You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. That was Jimmy Cliff singing the title track to the 1972 movie The Harder They Come, which he also stars in. If you're a music industry major or have an interest in reggae music, that movie is definitely worth checking out if you are able to track it down. Jimmy Cliff passed away on November 24th, 2025 at the age of 81. Before that, you heard Lola R. Forever by Sly and Robbie featuring Marianne Faithfull from the 2006 Serge Gainsbourg tribute album, Monsieur Gainsbourg Revisited. Sly Dunbar passed away on January 26, 2026, following his collaborator's passing, Robbie Shakespeare, who passed away on December 8th, 2021, and Marianne Faithfull, who passed away on January 30th, 2025. Before that, you heard Wild West End by Dire Straits off of their self-titled 1978 debut album, and starting that set off, you heard Bruce Springsteen and his brand new song, Streets of Minneapolis, recorded in late January 2026, in response to the murders of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. So that about does it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed listening. To end today's show, I'm going to pay one more tribute. As I mentioned earlier, I was seeing Nico Case on January 10th, and as I was waiting for her show to start, I learned that Bob Weir had passed away. He was part of the Grateful Dead, and he passed away from complications from cancer that he had been diagnosed with in the summer of 2025. I did not play the Grateful Dead during my years at WONY. In fact, I was one of those that was kind of hostile to the Dead, but I had a change of heart during COVID. Bob Weir told Rolling Stone last year, quote, "I look forward to dying. I tend to think of death as the last and best reward for a life well lived." Weir played rhythm guitar with the Grateful Dead and sang lead on songs such as Playing in the Band, Scarlet Begonias, and Truckin'. I'm closing today's show with a song with him on lead vocals from their 1980 album, Go to Heaven. This is Lost Sailor. In addition, I would also like to dedicate this song to Greg Cotterill, who passed away on July 21st, 2025. Greg was a longtime fixture of Finger Lakes Radio, working for WSFW in Seneca Falls, and more recently, Finger Lakes Radio Group and WEOS and WHWS at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. He was a devout Deadhead, so much so that he had a parrot named Tennessee Jed, and I had the opportunity to meet and work with him last spring when I recorded an episode of this show at the WHWS studios. I wish I had been able to spend some more time with him. Fare thee well, Bob and Greg. You've been listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling. So long. Farewell. Avita Jane. Goodbye.
Compass car is spinning, helmet swing to and fro. Ooh, where's the dog stop?
Set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days.